From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's been over 2 months since Miami found out it was no longer in the running to house Amazon's second headquarters. In the end, the online retail giant decided on Northern Virginia and a section of Queens, New York called Long Island City. Originally, 238 cities submitted proposals for Amazon's HQ2 search, but the fact that Miami made it to the list of 20 finalists is still considered a major accomplishment by many in South Florida's business community. A new report by the Miami Urban Future Initiative looks at how we managed to get on the coveted list in the first place. It also covers what South Florida needs to do to lure similar companies here, or better still, grow our own Amazons. Its co-author is Richard Florida, an economist and urban studies researcher. He's written several books on economic competitiveness, demographic trends, and cultural and technological innovation in cities. He joins us now. Richard, the push to lure Amazon here was a regional effort. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County joined forces. Now, Miami, the name Miami, the city of Miami, is repeated a lot in the course of your study. So does the study reflect that teamwork between all three counties?
So we just said Miami because that's the name of the metro. But in all of our analysis that we've done for this so-called MUFI, the Miami Urban Future Initiative, all of it, except in very few instances, is always the metropolitan area, which is that tri-county area.
Making it to the top 20 out of a field of 238 contenders is pretty encouraging. So what would you say were the top three things that South Florida has going for it that impressed Amazon so much?
Miami makes perfect sense as a basis point to access that enormous market in Latin and South America. So location as that gateway to South America. I'll count that as one, the airport. This airport's one of the three or four or five great airports in all of North America. Get anywhere. Miami International Airport. And the ability to attract global talent.
Your study does talk a lot about the creative class, okay, when you talk about talent. So define creative class for us. Who are these people?
Yeah, you know, there's two ways we can measure so-called talent, highly skilled people. One is with an education, the number and share of people who have more than a bachelor's degree. And the second way we can measure them, which we invented, is we can measure people who do knowledge work, work in high tech, work in science, technology, arts, design, media, management. And what we found is that Miami has almost cracks the top 10. But we do lag when we look at the share. When you look at the percentage of people in the creative class, a place like the Silicon Valley, a place like Washington, D.C., a place like Boston might have 40% membership of the creative class. We're more like 25. So we got our work to do. That said, we have a big base of talent. We do have a lot of people. And if you're looking for people who are bilingual, who speak multiple languages, we do pretty good.
Leaving Amazon out of the equation, how about some South Florida business leaders who say, Amazon schmamazon, we can build our own. Can we?
Well, we are. I mean, what we've done in the past 5 or 10 years in the startup space here is really incredible. And, you know, Magic Leap is just the most obvious example of a company that's become a so-called unicorn, a fast growth company. Magic Leap makes this kind of fascinating high-end video game. All the venture capitalists from all over the world are, you know, we've been throwing money and saying they're the next great thing because all of this virtual reality is going to be the future. You know, I did a big report on this last year. I looked at the whole startup scene in the world. And yes, the Silicon Valley and the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, is still number one, but it's losing share. The Chinese cities, Beijing and Shanghai, are doing well. London, Berlin, Toronto. But in the United States, places like Miami and Philadelphia and Seattle and Austin and New York City. No one would have thought New York City could grow startups. It was a center of real estate finance. It's now number two to the Bay Area. So, yeah, we've got to focus on building our own. And I think that's the spirit of what we're talking about.
We've been speaking with Richard Florida, co-author of a new report by the Miami Urban Future Initiative. It's a joint effort between Florida International University's College of Communication, Architecture, and the Arts and Creative Class Group. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.